It's rare that an eagle lives for even 20 years in the wild, so this eagle, banded in Michigan in 1977, is a very rare find. DNR wildlife biologist Ron Eckstein has been tracking eagles for almost as long. He says in 1970 they spotted 82 pairs of eagles in Wisconsin. Now that number is at 1,200. Eckstein says things started turning around for eagles after Earth Day was founded in 1970.
Before 1970, a major cause of death of eagles was just indiscriminate shooting. You know, people weren't as attuned to raptors and particularly eagles before that. The DDT, the organochlorine pesticides, caused baby eagles not to be born. The eggs were thin. And so during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, that was a major problem, just no young eagles being born.
Eckstein says this granny eagle was probably good at fighting off predators, but was also pretty lucky. Otherwise, it's hard to say how she was able to become such an elder eagle in Vilas County.
Gosh, I don't know if I knew those kind of secrets. I'd apply them to myself.
Now Eckstein says the eagle population recovery is complete in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, and he expects more eagles to flourish beyond the Northwoods and become a more common sight in southern Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.